Hello, welcome to the Dope Science Show with Stephanie Lowe, aka Science Steph with Steph. Thank you for your ears and minds. I hope that the show sparks new ideas, new opportunities, and conversations. I want us to learn and grow. We are all curious, innovative, and experimental in our daily lives. We are all dope scientists.
I saw things I imagined. I saw things I imagined. I saw things I imagined. I wish I could sing like Solange. I love that song, you guys. Hey, you guys, this is Science Steph with Steph from the Dope Science Show. And I like to read articles. I read articles. I'm excited because I love talking about hallucinations. I don't know why. Of course, because it's interesting, right? And it's fantastical. I don't think I've ever hallucinated. I think I've wanted to. Well, does it count as? Well, maybe I hallucinated before, but I didn't know I was hallucinating. What was I doing? Okay, so I was blind, right? But I didn't have health insurance, and I was young and dumb and poor. And I don't know, things were much harder then, and I didn't have any glasses. And when I would break my glasses, I would just go, like, years without glasses. Like, oh, well, I'm just blind now. I don't know. I did things like that. So I remember I was going to pick up my daughter from school in the evening, and I had to take the bus to go pick her up. And I'm really afraid of dogs, right? So I remember I was walking to go pick her up, and I was on the sidewalk, and I had to go down the sidewalk to go into the gate into her school. And it looked like as I got closer, I was like, what is that? And it looked like some ferocious dog was, like, guarding the sidewalk. And I was like, oh my God, there's a dog. I'm afraid of dogs. I'm so afraid of dogs. And but I was like, okay. So I was, like, walking, like, there's a ferocious dog. Okay, be calm, be cool. But my body language was, like, stiff and, like, trying to tiptoe, you know? And then as I got closer, I realized, I was like, wait, what? It was a bush. It was just a freaking bush. And I remember I was, like, so embarrassed. I looked around, like, did anyone see me acting like a crazy person? And I think I was hallucinating, because I couldn't really see. And then I saw my biggest fear. I think that counts. But the article I'm going to read today is, what is it called? It is called Brain Structure Linked to Hallucinations and Musical Aptitude. The article is dated December 11th, 2017. The source, University of Liverpool. The summary, new research links brain structure to an individual's likelihood of experiencing hallucinations and to their musical aptitude. Participants with higher musical aptitude showed lower hallucination proneness. Previous research has showed that musicians have increased white matter integrity in a specific part of the brain called the corpus callosum, a thick band of nerve fibers that connects the left and right halves of the brain, enabling communication between the hemispheres. In psychotic individuals with auditory verbal hallucinations, the integrity of the corpus callosum has been found to be reduced. Researchers from the university's Psychological Sciences Department identified 38 healthy individuals aged between 18 and 63. And tested their propensity or likelihood to hallucinate, their musical aptitude, and then they measured their detailed brain structure using an MRI scanner. The researchers observed that participants with higher musical aptitude showed lower hallucination proneness. More importantly, the research revealed musical aptitude was positively associated with corpus callosum integrity, whereas hallucination proneness was associated with lower integrity in the fibers connecting the two hemispheres of the brain. A statistical analysis indicated that the relationship between hallucination proneness and musical aptitude is mediated by microstructure in the corpus callosum. The study researcher, Amy Spray, said, "These results could have important clinical implications. If musical aptitude increases the white matter integrity of the corpus callosum, musical training could potentially counteract an individual's predisposition of hallucinations. Future research should address whether habilitation approaches that include musical training can benefit patients with psychosis." So basically, they found that people who tended to have a higher musical aptitude were less likely to have hallucinations, and that the fibers that connect the right and left hemispheres of the brain are called the corpus callosum, right? And they found increased white matter integrity in a specific part of this band. And this band allows communication between the two hemispheres. And in psychotic individuals, when they had auditory verbal hallucinations, the integrity of this band that connects the two hemispheres of the brain, the corpus callosum, seemed to be reduced. So they were able to observe a physical difference in their brain, which is really interesting. So it would be interesting at the minimum and possibly beneficial to incorporate musical training or some sort of musical activities and therapy with patients that have psychosis. I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing more research about this. In my own personal life, I know people who hallucinate. I've witnessed it. And it's interesting, the people who were hallucinating were highly creative individuals. They're actually musically inclined, but they don't play music anymore for some reason. Like, they stopped. And I'm not saying that that means, of course, that that's why they're hallucinating, but it's interesting to look at patterns in your everyday life and see if you can relate or question what you see, and maybe think of alternative explanations or solutions for any issues that you see or any questions that you may have. And I'm rambling, you guys, but you know what I mean? Keep an open mind. And music is therapy. That's what I hear. And that's what I think I'm leaning with. Let me know what you guys think. Thanks for listening, guys. Peace.